The state's minimum wage increased across the state this week to $11.80 an hour outside of New York City, and one Ithaca business owner says she's okay with it. Jan Rhodes Norman owns Ithaca Made and Silk Oak Clothing and has already been paying two full-time employees higher than the state's minimum wage for years now. They earn $15.37 an hour. She acknowledges it will be difficult for businesses after 40 years of stagnant wages, but feels it's worth it.
It does put a pinch on businesses. On the other hand, is it fair that on the backs of our laborers who keep our businesses chugging along, we have falsely kept those wages low while everything else has gone high?
Rhodes Norman is part of a network, Businesses for a Fair Minimum Wage. She says it's good when workers have more expendable income, which ultimately gets pumped back into the local economy. She adds that the quality of work and longer retention rates of employees are better with a higher wage.
I think in terms of general profitability of your business, there's a lot to be said for having a skilled staff that's happy with their job and that wants to keep it.
However, not everyone shares her viewpoint. Unshackle Upstate says in a statement that they're hearing concerns from business owners that the minimum wage increase will hurt bottom lines and cause layoffs. Governor Cuomo has also proposed increasing wages for tipped workers by the end of 2020 to reduce a gap in pay from other minimum wage employees. Businesses, including local restaurants, have opposed that plan in the past. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.